This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
And good evening, my friend. Welcome to the championship game of the IESA Class 3A State Basketball Tournament for 8th grade girls. I'm Terry Toad, coming to you from Germantown Hills Middle School, just east of Peoria. And tonight, it's a deja vu all over again situation for the Dragons of Hillsboro. These young ladies won the 7th grade state championship last year. They're trying to win the 8th grade state championship this year. The Dragons are 23-0. They're playing a team from Eureka. Eureka is 22-2 coming into this contest tonight. And we are set for a pretty good night of high school, or I should say middle school basketball, as the Dragons try to become repeat champion in Class 3A. Good crowd on hand. This is a very nice facility here at Germantown Hills Middle School, a rather new facility, and a lot of green in the gymnasium tonight. The Dragons are green. The Hornets of Eureka are green. So we are in for a wild and woolly affair this evening here on WSMI FM 106.1. Let's take a break. We'll come back and talk more basketball as the teams are out warming up on the court. By the way, the reason we're so late, the third-place game went into overtime. And then they had, of course, the trophy presentation and the presentation of the medallion. So that's why we're on the air just a little bit late here this evening. But we'll come back and talk more basketball in 60 seconds. Well, high school sports we will not start out with tonight. It's girls' 8th grade basketball, but we do have high school basketball to follow. And it's a terrific matchup as Southwestern's playing host to Litchfield in South Central Conference play. That'll be coming up immediately following this broadcast tonight here on WSMI FM 106.1. Well, let's take a look at the numbers for the Hillsboro Dragons. The total number of state tournament appearances in basketball, 11 for Hillsboro Junior High. As far as 8th grade appearances are concerned, they've had a total of 7 counting this year. 7th grade appearances, a total of 4. And, of course, the 8th grade team in 2002, that featured the young ladies that eventually became state champions in 2006 at the high school level. The team in 2002 finished in the number one spot in the IESA state basketball tournament. So this would be a second state championship for Hillsboro Junior High. The Eureka Hornets have made 4 appearances in the IESA state basketball tournament. This is their first appearance at the 8th grade level, although these young ladies that are playing tonight finished second place last year in 7th grade. And they, they finished second place again in 2012 in 7th grade. So they, the young ladies on the floor tonight do have some state tournament experience, although it was at the 7th grade level last year. So the Dragons and the Hornets doing battle tonight here at Germantown Hills Middle School. And as we mentioned, a lot of green, the green for the Eureka Hornets and the green for the Dragons of Hillsboro. And of course, Hillsboro will have a get-together tomorrow morning at the junior high school, a little assembly prior to the start of school to honor the appearance of the Dragons here in this state championship game. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll set the starting lineups for you. It's Hillsboro battling Eureka for the IESA Class 3A State Basketball Championship. We'll come back in 60 seconds. Well, Eureka will be the home team tonight, and they are coached by Jeff Bayer. This is his first season as the head coach for girls basketball. He did coach junior high boys basketball for 7 seasons. He has a rather unique set of pants on tonight. Kind of checkerboard with green and white. So Jeff having a good time this evening in his appearance during the championship game. Eureka will start Lauren Osmus, Courtney Heffron, Allison Knoll, Morgan Green, and Haley Flowers. So Osmus, Heffron, Knoll, Green, and Flowers, the starters for Eureka. For the Dragons of Hillsboro, 23-0, Aubrey Rupert, along with Sammy Matouche, Kylie Meyer, Tabitha McKinney, and Kai Hanner. So it's Rupert, Matouche, Meyer, McKinney, and Hanner for the Dragons of Hillsboro. And the one thing that the IESA does very well is host junior high state basketball tournaments. They get their proper size venue. The place is packed tonight. It's going to be wild and woolly and noisy, just as it should be for a state championship game. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more from Germantown Hills Middle School in 60 seconds. Well, here's how these teams got to the state championship game. First off, for Hillsboro, they defeated Pleasant Plains 36-30 in the semifinal on Saturday evening. Of course, that was the team that they beat last year for the state championship in seventh grade. Hillsboro earlier in the day on Saturday defeated Winona Fieldcrest 37-16. In the sectional, they defeated Southwestern 37-18. And in the regional games, Hillsboro beat Litchfield in the opener 50-18 and then defeated Pena 39-23. As far as Eureka's concerned, in regional play, they defeated Washington Middle School 52-32 in the regional, followed by Washington Central in the regional championship game, winning that one 33-30. In the sectional, Eureka beat Dunlap Valley Middle School 34-26. And here at the state tournament, in the quarterfinal round on Saturday, Eureka defeated Detopolis 29-26 and then beat Gibson City Melvin Sibley 44-26 in the semifinal. And by the way, Gibson City won the third place game with a 34-31 win over Pleasant Plains. So that's how the teams got here. Again, we've got girls high school basketball coming up tonight with Litchfield at Southwestern coming up immediately following this broadcast here on WSMI FM 106.1. So we hope you'll stay tuned for that. That ought to be an exciting matchup tonight between the Birds and the Purple Panthers. And as both sets of fans come to their feet, about ready for the starting lineup, the Dragons will be in the black uniforms, trimmed out in green numbers with white trim around them. And the Hornets of Eureka will be in the home white uniforms with green trim and green numbers. Packed house here at Germantown Middle School, Germantown Hills Middle School, for this IESA Class 3A State Basketball Championship. We'll take a break. We'll get ready for basketball in 40 seconds. Not only do we have girls high school basketball following this game tonight, we've got boys basketball tomorrow night with Litchfield playing host to Vandalia. A busy day on Saturday, Sports Saturday at 9:05, and win or lose, we hope to have the Dragons in on the sports show on Saturday morning. It's the bragging rights game, Illinois and Missouri at noon on Saturday. And then Hillsboro Litchfield girls and high school basketball, 7:30 Saturday evening. You can always check out our broadcast schedule by going to our website, WSMIRadio.com. For the Dragons and Hillsboro, Audrey Rupert, Sammy Matouche, Kylie Meyer, Gabby McKinney, and Kai Hanner. For the Hornets of Eureka, Lauren Osmus, Courtney Heffron, Allison Knoll, Morgan Green, and Haley Flowers. Back with the tip in 60 seconds. Harry Doe back at Germantown Hills Middle School as we get ready for the tip. Kenny White, the head coach of the Dragons, he's assisted by Dyke Burkett, who took these girls to the state championship last year at the seventh grade level. Jeff Bayer, the head coach of the Eureka Hornets. And in this first half of play, the Dragons will be coming toward us. We're at the end of the gym. And the Dragons will be coming to us. McKinney jumping for Hillsboro. Flowers for Eureka. Eureka gets the tip. We are underway. A quick pass underneath, and it's intercepted by the Dragons. So the first turnover of the night belongs to Eureka. Here comes Hillsboro with the basketball. Matouche swings it around to Meyer on the right side. A long pass into the corner. Matouche takes the three. Now gives it off on the wing. Out to Aubrey Rupert. To the baseline it goes. Back out to Rupert. Here's Matouche. Top of the key. A three ball is an air ball. It's going to go out of bounds. And the ball will go back to Eureka. Dragons will come with some pressure in the backcourt. Now they're going to, looks like they're going to pick them up about half court. With the basketball for Eureka. Courtney Heffron. Around to the left side, off to Lauren Osmus, into the corner it goes to Knoll. Back out to the point, here's Green, a shot from Green, no good, put back, no good, another put back, no good, loose in the lane, scramble, looks like a rugby scrum underneath, and the Dragons come out with it. Coming out with it that time is Kai Hanner. Here comes Hillsborough with the basketball. Still no score. Matuch with a head fake. Call for traveling. He threw up a head fake from just behind the three-point arc at the top of the key. Gets called for steps. That's the second turnover of the night for the Dragons, and the ball will go back to Eureka. Into the front court for Eureka Heffron. Around to the right side, into the corner. Now a pass down on the baseline underneath. They kick it to the side. The shot is up, and it is good by Haley Flowers. Flowers has her first bucket of the night, and it is a 2-0 lead for Eureka. Hillsborough with the basketball. Out front it comes. A long pass into the corner to Matus, but it's knocked away by Eureka. Turnover number one, or turnover number three by Hillsborough, I should say. As Eureka has a 2-0 lead with 4.5 to go in the opening quarter. The ball knocked out of bounds as Kai Hanner, I think, got a hand on it right near midcourt. And the ball will belong to Eureka again. Right along the sideline. Ball comes in, is tipped into the backcourt, and picked up by Courtney Heffron. Drives to the top of the key. Her pass deflected away. Osmus gets it back. Back around to the right side to Morgan Green. Back to Osmus. Straight on. A shot off the back of the rim. No good. On to the floor, and Sammy Matush has it for Hillsborough. 2-0 lead for Eureka. These are six-minute quarters. We played 2 minutes here in the opening quarter, and the Dragons trail 2-0. Here's Rupert to the high post to Hanner. Back to Rupert. Roop fires back out to Meyer, top of the key. Here's Matush. She gets fouled out front by Noel of Eureka. Allison Noel, that's going to be her first, team's first, and it'll be out of bounds for the Dragons on the baseline. Ty Hanner, the trigger man, 3:52 to go in the opening quarter. Eureka leads Hillsborough 2-0, and a bounce pass into Tabitha McKinney is knocked right back out of bounds by Eureka. So we'll try it again. Kai looking, fires the ball out on the wing, and it's intercepted. It was supposed to go to Meyer. That's turnover number four by the Dragons. A 2-0 lead for Eureka. Now a bad pass out front by Eureka, retrieved by Lauren Osmond. Back to the point to Heffron, drives down the lane into the corner. The pass out of the reach of Morton Green, and that's the first turnover of the night for Eureka. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. 2-0 lead for Eureka. Hillsborough with the basketball. Let's see if the Dragons can get on the board. Here's Kylie Meyer into the front court. Into the corner now. It goes to McKinney. Back to Meyer. Matush in the left corner. Drives the base, or drives around a defender towards the lane. Ball gets knocked away. Picked up by Eureka. They push it up the floor. Here's Green with it. Across underneath, and the layup is good. Noel with the bucket, and a 4-0 lead for Eureka, and timeout on the floor. 3:09 to go in the opening quarter. So far, it's been all Eureka tonight. Eureka 4, Hillsborough nothing. Back with more in just one 20-second commercial break. Terry Toad back at Germantown Hills Middle School, a 4-0 lead for Eureka. Hillsborough has had 4 turnovers here in the opening quarter, and really has not played very well. Looks like maybe it's some butterflies tonight. But let's see how the Dragons do following the timeout. Here's Hanner. Round to Aubrey Rupert. Bounce pass into McKinney. Had it knocked away. Loose on the floor. And Eureka comes up with a turnover number 5 by the Dragons. So Eureka pushes it up the floor. Here's Heffron with the basketball. Around to the right side off the pick. Down to the baseline. Stop. Pops from 10. Hits the side of the backboard. Matush comes out with it for Hillsborough. Here comes Sammy down the lane for the layup. Good! Oh, what a move! That was as Matush really got too far underneath the backboard and somehow reached around and banked it off the glass and in. Wow! And the Dragons are on the board 4-2. Now that dime was on Green of Eureka, her first, team second. Matush with a chance for the old-fashioned three-point play. The shot is good. And the Dragons are right back in it. 4-3, Eureka with the lead and the ball. 2.5 to go in the opening quarter. Heffron around the left side. Kicks the ball on the wing. Out to Allison Noel. They go down low. Back out to Noel on the pass on the, or not to Noel, but to Heffron. She'll drive the lane. Knocked away. Out front of three from Green is good. Morgan Green with her first bucket of the night makes it a 7-3 lead for Eureka. 2:10 to go in the first quarter, and this 3A state championship game. Here's Matouche trying to go to McKinney down in the low block, and a foul from behind called against Flowers. And for Haley Flowers, that'll be her first, team second for Eureka. Out of bounds for the Dragons. 2:03 to go, first quarter. As the ball inbounded to the wing to Meyer. Into the corner to Matouche. Sammy drives the baseline. 10-footers up. Good! Matouche with all 5 points for the Dragons. That makes it 7-5. A two-point lead for Eureka. Eureka with the ball with 1:50 to go, first quarter. Open for the three. Heffron is off the mark. Rebound on the weak side. Knocked out of bounds. Going to belong to Hillsboro. 104 seconds to go in the opening quarter. And Hillsboro with a chance to tie it up with a two or take the lead with a three. They trail 7-5 as Matouche will bring it into the front court. 1-2-2 defense put up by Eureka. Here's Rupert driving between two defenders. Takes the ball to the hole, lays it up and missed it. Rebound pulled down by Morgan Green for Eureka. 1:20 to go in the opening quarter. Eureka with a two-point lead in the basketball. First quarter action. Now a hand check foul out front. Called against the Dragons. Aubrey Rupert, her first, team first. It'll be out of bounds for Eureka with 1:17 to go here in the opening quarter. Ball will be inbounded by the Hornets. Comes out front to Osmus. Bounce pass across to Heffron. Kicks the ball to the corner to Null. Open from 15. No good. Knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Lauren Osmus of Eureka. 69 seconds to go in the opening quarter. And Hillsboro gets the basketball back, trailing 7-5 as Matouche will bring it into the front court for Hillsboro. Off to Kylie Meyer, right side, back out front to Ty Hanner. Here's Aubrey Rupert into McKinney. Tabitha kicks it out to Matouche. Matouche drives the A lane, drives and puts it up, and it is no good. Loose on the floor, chased to the corner, picked up there by Flowers for Eureka. Ahead it comes to Heffron. She speeds her way into the front court, kind of out of control, but the ball was passed ahead, and now the official does call double dribble as she touched it a second time after losing control. So that's turnover number two by Eureka. 37 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Eureka leads Hillsboro 7-5, and Hillsboro gets the basketball back. Both student sections are on their feet here in this gymnasium. Out front, here's Meyer. Her shot from the elbow doesn't go, and the rebound underneath by Osmus for Eureka. Out it goes to Heffron. Down the lane, underneath, a stop and a pop and a jump ball. As Flowers tried to get the shot away but was tied up, and the alternate possession arrow is going to get the ball back to Hillsboro with 15 seconds to go in the first quarter, and the Dragons are trailing by a deuce. Here's Matouche out front with a basketball. Almost looks like a 1-3-1 defense now by Eureka. Here's Matouche driving the lane, puts it up and in, and that's going to tie the game as the first quarter comes to an end. At the end of the first quarter of play, Hillsboro 7, the Eureka 7. Back with second quarter action in 60 seconds. Well, after one quarter of play, nothing's been decided. We're tied at 7, and the second quarter will start with Eureka getting the basketball. Boy, what a great atmosphere this is here for the state championship game. Kudos to Germantown Hills Middle School for being host, and to the IESA. They've done another great job. The Hornets with the ball. Now it's tipped away and picked up by Hillsboro. Down the lane, the layup is good by Aubrey Rupert. Rupert gives Hillsboro the lead at 9-7. That was the third turnover by Eureka. They almost committed a fourth. Heffron with the ball for Eureka down the lane. Puts it up and in. Boy, nice roll that time by Heffron. And that ties the game at 9. For 30 seconds into the second quarter, the game tied at 9, and Hillsboro with the basketball. Matouche will walk it into the front court for the Dragons. Flips the ball to the corner to Rupert, but it's knocked out of bounds by Allison Knoll of Eureka. So Hillsboro will inbound the basketball right in front of the Eureka bench as Meyer gets the ball into Rupert, and there's a foul. As Rupert fouled from behind the arc, I think. He was awful close to being behind the arc. And it will be free throws. Heffron gets the foul, her first, team third. And Aubrey Rupert will shoot three for the Dragons. We're tied at 9, 5:16 to go here in the first half. First toss is a little bit long. Aubrey. Litchfield at Southwestern Girls High School basketball coming up immediately following this broadcast. A couple of the better teams in the South Central coming up after this broadcast. Next toss by Rupert is no good. So maybe one out of three, Aubrey. He takes a deep breath. We're tied at 9, 5:16 to go first half, and Aubrey Rupert of Hillsboro tries to give the Dragons a lead, and by golly, she does. 3 points for Aubrey, and the Dragons lead 10-9. Here's a long pass down the floor to Green on the baseline, back on in the wing to Heffern, drives the lane. Oh, what a nice move that was. Wow. Heffern on the give and go, and now Eureka back into the lead, 11-10. 5 minutes to go first half. Hillsboro with the ball. Matus down the lane, call for palming the basketball. Turnover number 6 by Hillsboro. And the ball will go back to Eureka. The Dragons trying to be back-to-back state champions. They won it last year as 7th graders. Here in the title game in 8th grade. Eureka with a 1-point lead in the ball. 4:50 to go first half. There's Heffern driving down the baseline. Her shot hits the side of the backboard. Rebound Kai Hanner for Hillsboro. Out to Matus, 1-on-2. Sam drives down the lane, and she'll be at the line to shoot 2. A couple of white shirts around her, so let's see who the official chooses to call the foul on. They're going to give it to Morgan Green. That's going to be her 2nd, team's 4th, and this will put Matus at the line to shoot 2 for the Dragons. 4:40 to go in the first half. Dragons down by a point, but not anymore. 8 points for Matus. We're tied at 11. And into the game, Mara Miller for Eureka. Next toss by Matus is good. Sammy has 9. Dragons lead by 1, 12-11. About 4.5 to go in the first half. Here's Heffern for Eureka. Kicks the ball to the side. Back out front to Austin. Wide open for the 3. Got it. So they're going to give her a 2. So that gives Eureka a 1-point lead, 13-12. Hillsboro with the ball, 4:18 to go first half. Matus kicks it to the side. A 3 from Rupert is no good. Rebound on the weak side by Allison Knoll. Gives it off to Courtney Heffern. Heffern with a head of steam down the lane. Puts it up, no good. Tip to the side. Who's got it? Looks like the Dragons had it. Tabitha McKinney, maybe. Either her or Aubrey Rupert down on the baseline. That was Rupert down there in the corner. Ball knocked down. They're going to call it a jump ball. They can't tell who it was knocked out by. So the Arrow's going to give the ball back to Hillsboro. 4 minutes to go first half. Eureka leading 13-12, and Hillsboro gets the basketball back. As Matus will walk it into the front court for Hillsboro, into the corner to Kylie Meyer. Meyer, a bounce pass to Tabby McKinney. Back out, Rupert from the free throw line. The shot doesn't go. Knocked around on the floor, and coming up with it, Eureka. Here's Heffern, a 3-on-1. Heffern down the lane, lays it up and gets it. This has been a terrific quarter for Courtney Heffern. She has 6 points, and Eureka leads 15-12, and now the ball knocked out of bounds. As Matus comes driving down the side of the lane, and the ball will belong to Hillsboro on their baseline, trailing by 3. 3.5 to go, first half. Ty Hanner looking. Fires it back out and around to Matus. Sammy for the 3 for the tie. Thank you, Sammy Matus. 12 points for Sam. And we're tied at 15. 3:18 to go in the first half of play. Here's Heffern. She'll pop from 15. It's short. And the putback foul. Right there was Haley Flowers. She grabbed the rebound, but she got hammered. And that foul's going to be on Tabitha McKinney. That is going to be her first, team 2nd for Hillsboro. And a couple of free throws coming up for Haley Flowers. First toss is right on the money. She has 3, and Eureka leads by 1, 16-15. 3:11 to go in the first half. Flowers' next toss is a little bit long. Picked up on the run by Aubrey Rupert. So the Dragons trail by a single point. A little over 3 minutes to go first half, and Matus with the ball out front for the Dragons. Around to the right side of the key. It looks like a 2-3 zone on for Eureka right now. There's Matouche to the side, Meyer. Kiley back off to Aubrey Rupert. Rupert will drive inside the arc, inside the lane, put up the shot. It is no good, and she drew the foul. And Aubrey Rupert will be at the line to shoot two. That foul is on Flowers for Eureka, her second, team's fifth. And Rupert will get a couple more free throws for Hillsboro. 2:47 to go first half. Hillsboro trailing by a point. And the game tied. Rupert with 4 points. And we are tied at 16. And now Aubrey will try to give the Dragons a one-point advantage. And this toss is around, around, and no good. Put back by McKinney. Good! Tabitha McKinney with her first bucket tonight. And the Dragons have taken an 18-16 lead. 2:40 to go first half. Heffron with the ball for Eureka. Top of the key, down the lane, puts up the runner. Good! Heffron with another terrific basket. 8 points all in this quarter, and the game tied at 18. Hillsboro with the ball. On the wing is Kylie Meyer. Off to Matouche. Sam drives, puts it off the glass, and in! Matouche with another terrific basket, too. She has 14. And now Hillsboro back into the lead, 20-18. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to go, first half. Heffron at the point. Bounce pass off to the wing to Knoll. Back out front, it comes to Miller. They're swinging around to Osmus. She gets cut off on the wing. Miller to the top of the key. Inside the lane, off to Osmus. She'll curl around, put up the runner, no good. Rebound McKinney. For Hillsboro to Matouche. Minute 50 to go. Long pass down to Rupert. Stop. Pop by Aubrey. No good. Rebound by, on the weak side by Ty Hanner. And the ball knocked out of bounds by Eureka. So with 104 seconds to go in the first half, Hillsboro leading by two. Dragons will get it on their baseline. Hanner, the trigger man, lobs it inside to McKinney. Tabitha shoots. Has it blocked away. Picked up there by Mara Mariller. For Eureka. Eureka could tie it with a two or take the lead with a three. 90 seconds to go, first half. Here's Heffron. Off to Knoll. Drives around. Gives it off to Osmus from 15. In and out. No good. Put back. It's good. By Haley Flowers. Flowers with five. And we are tied at 20. 80 seconds to go, first half. Hillsboro with a basketball. Matouche. Off to Rupert. Left side. Drives in near the elbow. Top of the key. Meyer wide open from 17. Doesn't go. Rebound pulled down by Haley Flowers. Out to Courtney Heffron. Heffron, a long pass to midcourt. Knocked out of bounds. It's going to belong to Hillsboro unless they call a foul. They may call a foul on Hillsboro. There was some contact right at midcourt. And this foul's against Ty Hanner. Of Hillsboro, her first team serve. Out of bounds. At midcourt, just under a minute to play. First half, we're tied at 20. Eureka tries to inbounds the ball and knocked right back out by Sammy Matouche. So we'll try it again. Flowers will try to inbound the ball, gets it into Osmus. Osmus picks up her dribble. Now she needs some help. Looking, it's knocked away. Picked up by Hanner and then knocked away from behind by Osmus. This one's going to belong to Hillsboro as the Dragons force the turnover. The fourth of the night for Eureka. 47 seconds to go, first half. We're tied at 20. Here's Matouche for Hillsboro. Inside to McKinney. Cabby turn, shoots, no good. Rebound weak side by Rupert. Put back, no good. Saved by Matouche, but she is out of bounds. Ball will go back to Eureka with under 40 seconds to go in the first half. We're tied at 20. Here's Heffron into the front court. For Eureka, the Hornets picks up her dribble. Bounce pass to Osmus. Lauren on the right wing looks for the cutter. Instead comes back out front to Knoll. Knoll will drive to the right elbow down the lane. Just throws it up over the top of the backboard and out of play. And they're going to call a foul on that. Wow. Ty Hanner gets the foul. It's going to be her second. Team scores and a couple of free throws coming up for Allison Knoll. She did a good job of drawing that foul. She'll get a couple of free throws with 19 seconds to go in the first half. Knoll's free throw, good. She has three tonight, and that puts Eureka back on top, 21-20. Natalie Meese is in for Eureka. Next toss by Noel is nothing but net. She has four. Eureka leads by two, 22-20. 18 seconds to go first half. Hill throws the ball. Matouche down the lane, lays it up. Good! Sammy Matouche again. 16 for Sam tonight. And now a violation by Eureka. They stepped over the baseline to inbound the ball. So that's going to be turnover number five by Eureka. That was an unforced error. We're tied at 22, 8 seconds to go. Dragons get it on their own end of the floor. Hanner looking. Fires it out front to Matouche. Tipped away. Picked up by Meyer. Now to McKinney. Tab gives it back out to Kylie from 17. Around and out. No good. Put back by Rupert. And that's it. The first half is in the book. And in a championship game, that's the way it ought to be. It's 22 for Hillsboro, 22 for Eureka. And we'll come back with some more from Germantown Hills Middle School in 60 seconds. Saratoga back at Germantown Hills Middle School, IESA Class 3A, state basketball championship for the gals. And Hillsboro is tied with Eureka at 22 here at the end of the first half of play. The game was tied at 7 at the end of the first period, tied at 22 here at the half. Coming up after this game, high school basketball, terrific matchup with Litchfield at Southwestern and girls high school basketball, a big early season matchup in the South Central Conference. We'll have that for you immediately following this broadcast here on FM 106. We'll come back with more from the IESA Class 3A State Basketball Tournament in 60 seconds. Terry Doe back at Germantown Hills Middle School. What a terrific first half of basketball it has been. We're tied at 22 in the state championship game. The Dragons really got off to a very slow start. They played very poorly the first three and a half minutes of this ball game. Came back, got themselves back in the ball game, and it's been the Sammy Matouche show. The thing of it is, Sam has 16 of the 22 points for the Dragons, but somebody else is going to have to help out somewhere along the line and put some points on the board. 4 points from Aubrey Rupert and 2 points from Tabitha McKinney. And that's the scoring tonight for the Dragons. They are 5 out of 8 from the charity stripe tonight and have 6 turnovers at the end of that first half of play. Eureka with 5 turnovers in the first half. 2 points from Lauren Osmus. Courtney Heffern, terrific point guard, much like Sammy Matouche for Hillsboro. Heffern had 8 points all in that second quarter. 4 from Allison Knoll. Green with 3 and 5 for Flowers for a total of 22. Each team had quarters of 7 and 15. 3 out of 4 from the charity stripe for Eureka. So it's 22 for Hillsboro, 22 for Eureka. A lot of green in the gymnasium tonight. Both school colors are green for Hillsboro and Eureka. So it almost looks spring-like in here, or St. Patrick's Day-like in here with all the green that's floating around the gymnasium here tonight. I want to thank all of our sponsors who are making this special broadcast possible. We hope you'll patronize them. This is something they have stepped up and have gone along with us here to make sure we get this broadcast to you. And by the way, we'll have a podcast of the broadcast for you coming up, and we'll have that probably posted by midday tomorrow for you on our website, WSMIRadio.com. And you can listen to it at your leisure or download a copy for absolutely no cost. We are at halftime. It's Hillsboro 22, Eureka 22. We'll come back with more in 60 seconds. IESA Girls Class 3A State Basketball Championship game, Hillsboro 22, Eureka 22. We are tied at the half. Coming up after this game, Litchfield at Southwestern and Girls High School Basketball. Tomorrow night, Vandalia at Litchfield and Boys Basketball at 7:30. Saturday, we'll have Sports Saturday for you at 9:05 on WSMI FM 106, the Bragging Rights game. Although there's not a whole lot of hype about the Bragging Rights game this year between Missouri and Illinois, nonetheless, it is a great rivalry, and they'll pack the place and have a great time. Illinois-Mizzou, our coverage begins at noon on FM 106, and then Saturday night, it'll be Hillsboro, Litchfield, and girls basketball beginning at 7:30. And, of course, you can always check out our broadcasting plans by going to our website, WSMIRadio.com. Tied at halftime of the championship game, Hillsboro 22, Eureka 22. And we'll come back with more in just a moment. Of course, we'll have all sorts of scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And you can always check our website for the scores by going to WSMIRadio.com. where you can find podcasts. You can find our sports broadcasting schedule, news, information, all sorts of things at WSMIRadio.com. This championship game is tied at 22 between Hillsboro and Eureka. 16 minutes left in the Class 3A girls basketball season. And at this point, nothing's been decided. It's 22 for Eureka, 22 for Hillsboro. Back with third quarter action in 60 seconds. Well, the ball will belong to Eureka to start this third quarter of play. We're tied at 22. So buckle up your seatbelts, kids. Here we go. Ball inbounded by the Hornets. And Zephyrin will bring it into the front court. Bounce pass off on the wing. It goes to Allison Knoll. Back out front to Morgan Green. Here's Osmus at the point. Osmus. Bounce pass to the wing. Knocked out of bounds by Sammy Matouche. And the ball will belong to the Hornets right near the midcourt stripe. Ball comes into the backcourt to Heffern. She had a great second quarter, scored 8 points. She has the ball now. Kicks it back out to Osmus for the three ball. It is short. Ball into the hands of Green. Morgan with it. Cross-court skip pass. Down low. The shot goes up. No good by Haley Flowers and the rebound by Sam Matouche for Hillsboro. Sam into the front court. We're tied at 22. A pass to McKinney. Tabitha had it knocked away. Turnover number 7 by Hillsboro. 5:15 to go, third quarter. Here's Heffern down the lane, puts up the runner short. Somebody may have gotten a hand on it. Here's a ball from right on top, a shot from right on top of the arc. No good. Goes to the sideline and is saved by Eureka from going out of bounds, but it goes right to Hillsboro. Tied at 22, Hillsboro with the ball. We played just a little over a minute here in the third quarter. Here's Matouche, open for the three. It is in and out, no good. Rebound by Osmus, stolen away by Rupert. The turnaround, no good. McKinney, the putback, no good. And Tabitha McKinney is fouled. So a couple of free throws coming up for McKinney. Osmus got the foul. That is her first, team's first. And McKinney, who had only 2 points in that first half, Eureka's done a good job of shutting down her offensive capability. And now she puts the free throw in. Cav now has 3 points. And Hillsboro leads 23-22 with 4:44 to go, third quarter. And the next toss from Tabby McKinney. And this one is right on the money. She's got four. That makes it 24-22 Hillsboro. 4:41 to go, third quarter. Here's Heffern. Back around to Morgan. Osmus top of the key. He's off to Knoll. Back on the wing to Heffern. A lob inside to Flowers. Flowers had it, lost it, puts it up. And they're going to call a foul on the Dragons. And that foul is going to be called against Tabitha McKinney. Tabby will get her second. Team's first, and this will be a couple of free throws now for Flowers, who has 5 points on the evening. And her first free throw attempt is no good. So the Dragons still lead 24-22, as Flowers will get a second attempt for Eureka. 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. And Flowers' next toss is around and out, no good. Rebound by McKinney, a great job of blocking out that time by Tabby. Here comes the Dragons. Down to the corner to Meyer. Bounce pass to McKinney. Knocked away. Matouche is there to get it. Sam drives in, leans in, puts it up, draws the foul. Foul's going to be on Flowers. It's going to be her third. Team second. Matouche will be at the line to shoot two for Hillsboro. Dragons are leading 24-22, 4:17 to go, third quarter. State championship game for eighth grade in Class 3A as Matouche hits the free throw. Sam with 17. 25-22 is the Hillsboro lead. And the next toss by Matouche. Another Manette. Sam has 18 points. She has 18 of the 26 for Hillsboro. It's a 26-22 lead for Hillsboro. Here's Heffern deep in the right corner for Eureka. Out front, now to Osmus. I give it back out front to Knoll. And now we're going to have a hand check foul called against Hillsboro. This one's going to be on Kylie Meyer. Kylie will get her first, team second. And it'll be out of bounds for Eureka on the baseline with 4 minutes to go. Defensive lapse by Hills, throwing an easy bucket from right underneath by Flowers. She's got seven, and that makes it 26-24. Hillsborough with the two-point lead, the basketball, and 3:50 to go third quarter. Matouche for three from the right side, no good. Rebound by Hochman. Lauren Hochman. And now the ball knocked out of bounds by Matouche. It will belong to Eureka as the Dragons are coming with some full-court pressure now. Ball comes into Heffron. Boy, she does a great job of getting the ball up the floor. Down the lane, in for the layup. She can't stop her. Heffron with 10. Game tied at 26. 3.5 to go, third quarter. Hillsborough with the ball. Heffron went from coast to coast to tie it up for Eureka. Here's Matouche off on the wing. Now they give it to Hanner. Kai off to Matouche, and she is knocked over by Allison Knoll, who will get her second personal foul. Third team foul out of bounds for Hillsborough. We're tied at 26. 3:21 to go in the third quarter. Knoll is out. And it looks like Miller back in for Eureka. As Hillsborough inbounds the ball, Matouche, top of the key, kicks it to the wing. There's a shot from Meyer. Good. Kylie Meyer from 15, her first bucket tonight. Dragons needed somebody else to score other than Matouche, and Meyer stepped up, 28-26. Hillsborough with the lead, 3:05 to go third quarter. Eureka with the ball. Backdoor pass, knocked away. Matouche comes up with it. Turnover number six by Eureka. Dragons could increase their lead. With a bucket here, they lead 28-26 with 2:51 to go in the third. Down on the baseline, backdoor layup is good by McKinney. What a terrific pass, though, to set it up. McKinney with six. Dragons by four, 30-26 with 2:37 to go third quarter. Eureka with the ball. Miller underneath the Flowers. Flowers dribbles once, puts it up, no good. Gets the rebound, hits the underside of the basket. And now the putback, good by Heffron, and it'll go. Heffron will have a dozen and a chance for the three-point play. That makes it 30-28. And a free throw here by Heffron could make it a one-point ball game. Foul that time is on Kai Hanner. That's going to be her third, team third. And the free throw by Heffron is around and out, no good. Matouche the rebound for Hillsborough. Hillsborough up by a deuce, 30-28 with 2.5 to go here in the third quarter. Sam around to the right side, off to Meyer. Kylie, a bounce pass underneath, intercepted by Flowers of Eureka. That's the eighth turnover by Hillsborough. Here's Heffron into the corner. Noel drives, stops, cross to Heffron, down the lane, puts it up, game tied. Heffron with 14. She's putting on a show tonight. We're tied at 30. Back comes Hillsborough. Rupert fakes, drives, puts it up, no good. Loose on the baseline, picked up by Morgan Green for Eureka. 104 seconds to go. Heffron, a long three, no good. Rebound Flowers. Her putback from 10 is no good. As Eureka's putting a run together now, they've tied the game up at 30. And a couple of free throws coming up for Flowers. A foul that time. Foul against Meyer. That's her second, team's fourth for the Dragons. 99 seconds to go, third quarter. And the free throw is good. Flowers with eight. And now Eureka has regained the lead at 31-30. As Abigail Courtright comes in for Hillsborough. First substitution of the night for the Dragons. As Flowers tries to give Eureka a two-point lead, and does. She has nine. And now Eureka leads 32-30. Timeout on the floor. 99 seconds to go in the third quarter. Eureka leads by two. We'll come back with more right after this one message. Terry Toth back at Germantown Hills Middle School. 99 seconds to go, third quarter. Eureka has a two-point advantage, 32-30, as the Dragons burn a timeout, and they have the basketball as play resumes. Here's Matouche into the front court for the Dragons. Around to Kylie Meyer to the free throw line. Here's Courtright into the corner to Rupert. Aubrey, a shot. Good! That ties it up. Rupert with 5 points. We're tied at 32. 75 seconds to go, third quarter. Eureka with the ball. On the wing, it goes to Knoll. They pass inside the lane, intercepted by Kylie Meyer of Hillsboro. A minute to play, third quarter. We're tied at 32. Katush with the ball for Hillsboro. There's Meyer. Rupert in the corner. Drives the baseline. Meyer open from 17. Thank you, Kylie Meyer! She's got four. Dragons lead by two, 34-32. 45 seconds to go, third quarter. Eureka with the basketball, down by a deuce. Here's Heffron driving. Oh, a great play. Missed the layup, though. Made a terrific move, but didn't get the bucket. Matouche the rebound. She'll walk it into the front court for Hillsboro. Dragons by two, 34-32, 22 seconds to go, third quarter. Dragons will hold for the last shot. Like a 1-3-1 defense out there for Eureka. Here's Matouche down the lane. Her layup doesn't go. Now a rebound pulled down by Eureka with 8 seconds. Here's Heffron into the front court with five. Heffron into the corner. A three-pointer is up and no good, and that's going to do it. The third quarter is over. After three, it's Hillsboro 34, Eureka 32. Fourth quarter is coming up in 60 seconds. It's the big trophy quarter. 6 minutes remaining in the game. Hillsboro leads by two and has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter of play. Here we go. Myers back to Matouche. Sam from the left side will back it out. Now comes back to Myers on the right side, outside the arc. Rupert in the corner now to McKinney. Cabby turns, shoots, and scores! McKinney with eight. Dragons lead by four, 36-32 with 5:40 to go in the game. Eureka back on the attack. Heffron off a screen, right side, down to the low block. Puts it up on the run and missed it. Rebound by Sammy Matouche for Hillsboro. Dragons have a four-point advantage. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Here's Matouche, a bounce pass off to Meyer. Kylie, back to Matouche. Left side of the key, back to Meyer. They're looking inside. Now Meyer's shot knocked away, picked up by McKinney. Tab had it stripped away. It's loose on the floor. Jump ball. It's going to belong to Eureka. And back into the game, Ty Hanner. Hanner's replacing Abigail Cordwright. So Abby's out, and Kai is back in for the Dragons. Four-point lead for Hillsboro. Eureka with the ball, 5 minutes to go in the game. Here's Heffron. Around on the wing, it goes to Morgan Green. Osmond back to Knoll now. Knoll takes a look. Still holding the ball out front. Drives to the right side, off a pick. Into the corner to Osmond. Osmond turns to her right, puts up the 15-footer. Good! Osmond with a nice shot. Had a couple of hands in her face. She has four. That cuts the Hillsboro lead to two. 36-34. Dragons with the lead in the ball. 4.5 to play. Into McKinney. Cabby double team back out to Rupert. Rupert will drive the baseline or drive the lane. Puts it up and in. Aubrey Rupert with seven. Dragons lead by four again. 38-34 with 4:20 to go. Here's Heffron for Eureka. Down to the right baseline. Back out front. Here's Noel wide open. Her shot around and out. Chase to the corner. And a couple of bodies run into it, and what are they going to call? I don't know, man. Most anything you call will be fine because I'm not sure anybody really had a good look at it. So it's going to belong to Eureka on their own end of the floor. Here's Heffron. Back out front to it to Morgan Green. Green with 4 minutes to go in the game. Hillsboro leads by four. Eureka with the basketball. Osmus from the left side. Back out front. Ball tipped by Matouche. To Rupert, back to Sammy, layup good. Matouche with 20 points. Hillsboro leads by six. Biggest lead of the night, 40-34. Now Heffron from coast to coast, missed the layup. Flowers the putback, no good. And now Flowers is over the back. A foul on Flowers will be her fourth. Team's fourth, out of bounds for Hillsboro in the backcourt. And here comes Mara Miller back in for Eureka. And Flowers has picked up her fourth. 3:37 to go in the ball game. Hillsboro leads it 40-34, and now there's timeout on the floor. A 6-point lead for the Dragons. We'll come back with more in 40 seconds. Harry Toews back at Germantown Hills Middle School. Long way to go in this ball game. It's a 6-point lead for Hillsboro, 40-34, 3:37 to go in the contest. The ball will belong to Hillsboro as the Dragons are trying to win a state championship back-to-back. They did it last year as seventh graders, trying to do it this year as eighth graders. Here we go. Matouche will bring the ball into the front court for the Dragons. Around on the left wing. Still slowly walking with the ball. Now back out front to Kylie Meyer. Meyer to the high post. They go to Hanner. Back out front. Here's Matouche to Meyer. Into the corner to Rupert. Aubrey drives. Puts up the runner. No good. Rebound weak side by Morgan Green for Eureka. 3 minutes, 8 seconds to go in the game. Eureka down by six. And the Hornets have the basketball. Here's Heffron. That's the gal you want the ball with. If you're Eureka right now, man, is she a terrific player. She drives the lane, steps up, lays it up, and good! What a terrific play by Heffron! Wow! 16 points! 40-36, that cuts the Hillsboro lead to 4. 2:40 to go in the game. Here's Matouche with the basketball. Couple of really great guards going at it tonight with Matouche for Hillsboro and Heffron for Eureka. Here's Meyer. Back out front to Matouche with 2.5 to play. Looks like the Dragons are slowing it down. Sometimes this backfires. Here's Matouche. Right side. Now she'll drive the baseline. Come back out to the far side. Matouche now drives back into the lane, and now we've got a blocking foul. Called against Eureka. And this one's against Morgan Green, her third, team's fifth. Out of bounds for the Dragons. 2:13 to go in the game. They lead by 4. Ball comes into the corner. Out to Kylie Meyer. Now she brings it all the way back out to midcourt. On the wing to Rupert. Back to Meyer. 2 minutes and counting in this game. Dragons lead by 4. Have the basketball. Rupert to Hanner. Near the left elbow. Back out to Meyer. Around to Matouche. Sam drives in and she's called for palming the basketball. Turnover number 9 by Hillsboro. Flowers is back in for Eureka. Under 2 minutes to go in the game. A 4-point Hillsboro lead. Eureka could cut the lead in half with a basket here or make it a 1-point game with a 3-pointer. Here's Heffron to the free throw line. Drives down the lane, knocked away, gets it back, puts it up and in, and nobody can stop her. 18 points for Heffron. It's a 2-point game. Dragons lead by 2. Here's Matouche down the lane. Layup is no good. Loose underneath. Scramble for it. Still rolling on the floor. Now timeout called by Hillsboro. 1:26 to go in the ball game. Hillsboro 40, Eureka 38. It's going to be Hillsboro's basketball when we come back in 40 seconds. You better hold on tight. There's 1:26 to go in the game. Hillsboro with a 2-point lead. The Dragons will get the basketball following the timeout on their end of the floor. Here we go, boys and girls. Ball comes into Matouche. Sammy across the top of the lane. Still on the dribble. Underneath, wide open. McKinney, good! Tabby has 10. Dragons lead by 4, 42-38, with 1:12 to go in the game. Eureka with the ball. Heffron down the lane. Puts up the runner. No good. Heffron, the putback, blocked away. But McKinney's going to get the foul. Tabitha McKinney will get her third. Team's fifth. Heffron's going to shoot 2 for Eureka. 64 seconds to go in the game. Eureka down by 4. And a couple of free throws for Heffron. First one, no good. 42-38, the Hillsboro lead. Courtney Heffron trying to nibble away at that lead. Next shot, no good. Rebound by Matouche. The Dragons, 1 minute away from winning this thing. Are they going to hold on and do it? Here's Matouche into the front court to Meyer. Back to Matouche, 53 seconds and counting. Looks like they want to keep the ball in Matouche's hands as much as possible. Bounce pass out front to Kai Hanner. Hanner, and now timeout called by Hillsboro. 45 seconds to go in the ball game. 42 for Hillsboro, 38 for Eureka. Back with more in 20 seconds. Well, for everybody in the gym tonight, the respiration rate is way up. The hairs on the back of their neck are standing up. Goosebumps on the arms. 45 seconds to go in this championship game. Hillsborough with just a four-point lead, 42-38. Dragons will inbound the basketball. They're running out of time. They finally get the ball in. Here's Meyer off to Matouche. Sam drives, puts it up. Good! Matouche, 22. That might do it. 44-38. Dragons by six. Half minute to play. Heffron down the lane, had it knocked away, picks it back up and puts it in for 20 points. That cuts the lead to four. 44-40. Hillsborough with a four-point lead and 26 seconds to go in the game and timeout on the floor. Wow, this place is crazy, crazy, crazy. A wild, wild finish we are having in this title game. The third-place game went into overtime before Gibson City won that one. A four-point lead for the Dragons, 44-40. 26 seconds to go in regulation. Can the Dragons win back-to-back state championships? Here we go. It will be Hillsborough's basketball in the backcourt. Rupert gets the ball into Myers, and Myers is tripped up. And that'll be out of bounds for the Dragons in the backcourt. Foul that time, I think. Morgan Green got the foul. That is her fourth, team six. One more, and it'll be the bonus. 2 seconds came off the clock. So Hillsborough gets the ball back, leading by four, 24 ticks left in the game. And the ball comes into Matouche. Back to Meyer. Meyer, they try to trap. Kylie drives ahead to Sam Matouche with 16. It looks like the Dragons might win this thing, and a foul out front with 13 seconds to go in the ball game. And Matouche will be at the line. The foul on Courtney Heffron, her second, team seventh. Matouche will be at the line to shoot the 1-1 for the Dragons. Dragons lead by four, 44-40. How about a free throw, Sammy? Free throw up. Good! 23 for Matouche. How about another one, Sammy? 13 seconds to go in the game. Dragons lead by five. Next toss is good. Matouche with an incredible 24-point performance tonight has given Hillsborough a 46-40 lead with just a baker's dozen of seconds left in the ball game. And there's timeout on the floor. Holy mackerel. The Dragons trying to go back-to-back with state titles. And the discussion continues with both benches. Thing of it is, you know, a three-point basket by Eureka and then a turnover could put the lead in jeopardy. So it's extremely important for the Dragons to take care of the basketball with just 13 seconds to go in the state title game. They lead 46-40. There's going to be happy green and sad green in the gym tonight. School colors for both schools are green. It'll belong to Eureka. 13 seconds to go in the game. Matouche will put on some token pressure in the backcourt. The ball comes into Osmus. Clock down to 12 seconds. Dragons are going to win this thing. Here's Osmus. Almost knocked away into the corner with six. A long shot put up. That's it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. And how about back-to-back championships? Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. The final. Hillsborough 46. Eureka 40, and the Class 3A 8th grade state basketball championship belongs to the Dragons of Hillsborough. As they win it last year at the 7th grade level, they win it this year at the 8th grade level. Congratulations to the Dragons. What an incredible performance. And I'm telling you right now, we've seen two of the greatest guards at the 8th grade level tonight in this ball game with Sammy Matouche for Hillsborough and Courtney Heffron for Eureka. It was an absolute joy to see these kids play. Holy mackerel. Woo! People are going to try and catch their breath. We're going to have the presentation of the medallions and the tournament trophy. And then coming up after that, we hope to talk with our state champion, Hillsboro Dragons. But first, we have to catch our breath. Let's go ahead and take a break. And we'll come back with more from Germantown Hills Middle School right after these messages. Well, you can hear the crowd applauding in the background as the public address announcer about ready to award the medallions to the second place team, the Hornets of Eureka, who finished the season with a record of 22 wins and 3 losses. But boy, what a terrific ball club this is from Eureka. They were absolutely terrific tonight, but the Dragons had just a little bit more. The Dragons, with the win tonight, complete the season undefeated at 24-0. And now we're going to be introducing members of the Eureka administration and the players. And while they do that, we're going to add up some totals. We'll come back with more from Germantown Hills Middle School right after these messages. Well, the medallion presentation continues for the Eureka Hornets. They're best just about ready to wrap that up, and then it'll be Hillsboro's turn to receive their medallion. There will be a get-together, an assembly tomorrow at Hillsboro Junior High to pay tribute to the success of the Dragon State Championship team. And we'll make a recording of that and make that available as a podcast on our website, WSMIRadio.com. What a ball game it was tonight. Hillsboro wins it 46-40 over Eureka to win the IESA Class 3A 8th grade state basketball championship. And in the process, the Dragons went 24-0 on the season. And the public address announcer, let's see if we can pick him up a little bit. Mentioned that they were the 7th grade winners last year. For the Eureka Hornets, scoring-wise, looks like Courtney Heffron, 20 points. What a terrific guard she was for Eureka. She had 20 points in the ball game, none in the first quarter, all in the last three quarters to lead Eureka. 4 points from Lauren Osmus. 4 points from Allison Knoll. Morgan Green had a three-pointer early, and that was it. And then Haley Flowers had 9 quarters of 7, 15, 10, and 8 for Eureka. They were 5 out of 11 from the line and had 8 turnovers. 24 points for Sammy Matouche tonight for the Dragons. 7 from Aubrey Rupert. Kylie Meyer had 4, 10 from Tabitha McKinney. Quarters of 7, 15, 12, and 12. The Dragons were 11 of 14 from the charity stripe. They had 9 turnovers in the ball game. As the players about ready to be introduced, Harry Shockey being awarded her medallion right now.
Number 23, Aubrey Rupert.
Here's Aubrey Rupert. As most of the Hillsboro fans are on their feet.
Number 24, Sammy Matouche.
And Sammy Matouche comes over tonight with the same number of points as her uniform number, 24. Sheridan Lyerla, also a member of this ball club.
Number 31, Kyra Huber.
Kyra Huber receiving her medallion for the Dragons. By the way, after the trophy presentation and the pictures, where we hope to be talking with members of the Dragons, Kylie Meyer, Jade Scroggin, also getting medallions tonight as member of the Dragons. Abigail Courtright, she saw some playing time tonight. Tabitha McKinney. And then Todd Hanner, the final player on the roster for the Dragons, who finished 24-0. Again, big thanks to all the sponsors who came along for the broadcast tonight. Without them, this does not happen. Hope you enjoyed the broadcast. And let me just congratulate the friends here at Germantown Hills Middle School. Boy, what a nice facility this is. They've been terrific hosts. And, of course, the IESA does such a terrific job of hosting these postseason tournaments. They get the right size venues to make it noisy and wild and crazy. And it turned out to be a terrific night for the Dragons. And Eureka, even though they lost and finished in second place, they're going to look back and in a week or so realize they had an absolutely terrific season. Now here comes the trophy presentation to the second place Hornets of Eureka. And I believe it's Julie Cochran from the IESA makes the presentation. And in just a moment, the Dragons will receive their first place trophy to go along with their first place trophy that they won as seventh graders last year. And here we go. The presentation to the state championship trophy to the Dragons of Hillsboro. They all step forward, and there they are. Wow, what a feeling. What a feeling. Dragons are state champions again with a 46-40 win over Eureka. We're going to take a break, catch our breath, and when we come back, hopefully we'll have some Dragons to talk to, and we'll do that right after these messages. Well, while the Dragons celebrate and get pictures taken, Mark Finchke, who's the principal, what's going to go on tomorrow morning at the junior high?
Well, tomorrow about 8 o'clock, we're going to be having a pep rally for the presentation of our second first-place trophy in 2 years, and I'm just going to follow a big fanfare in town tonight when we get back with some fire trucks and the police escort. At about 8 o'clock, we're going to fire it up with the pep rally for the school and present the trophy to the school, and all parents and community members are invited to the old gym.
How does this compare to last year?
I think this is a little better than last year. And here's why, because when you're the reigning champion, everybody's out after you.
You got
a target on your back. And all year, these girls had a target on their back, and they came through with flying colors, and they were victorious in everything they did. It's quite remarkable. I can't wait to watch them play in high school.
And, you know, they really didn't get off to a very good start tonight, but they were still in the ball game, and that's a great thing to
see. They never let it get away from
them.
They always kept it within a couple of points, and this is kind of characteristic of this team. They always keep it right there, and then at the end, they turn it on, and more times than not, in fact, all times than not, they came out with a victory.
Well, I know you got a bus to warm up, so take care, my friend. We'll see you tomorrow. All righty. Yes, sir. I think we're going to have some Dragons here. At least we're going to have the coach. Well, Kenny, how are you? First off, let me shake your hand, buddy. Hey. Hello, John. How are you? Man, take that microphone.
Wow.
Buddy, is this awesome or what?
I don't know how to explain this. This is probably one of the – I mean, it's awesome. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. Yeah, that's Kenna.
How about Kenna?
Yeah. Well,
I bet she contributed a little bit, didn't she?
Well, absolutely. Again, like, you know, kind of like Coach Ferguson said last year, she's kind of the calming force around the girls. You know, Dyke and I are pretty hardcore, in-your-face, get-at-it kind of stuff, and she's kind of the, you know, hey, it's all right. You know,
good cop, bad cop.
Exactly,
right.
Good cop, bad cop. Okay. She's the reason I got into coaching 13 years ago. She was little. I pushed her into the game. I mean, we spent countless hours in the gym together, and I tell you, it means nothing more than to have her standing right here with me when we do this. Her, my wife, I mean, wow, what a feeling.
Well, and it's great for the community, too.
Absolutely.
The hard work that goes in behind it.
Absolutely.
You're talking about hours and hours and hours.
Upon hours.
Yeah.
This group of girls, it's 24/7, 365 days a year for them. This is what they do. It's basketball, you know. And I gotta throw out, too, none of this. I mean, again, the girls work so hard, but, you know, Chris Matouche.
Yeah.
This guy, he does so much in the offseason for me. I mean, he comes to me, and he ran our system all summer. He got the girls to buy into man-to-man defense, and, you know, he's just as much a part of this as everybody else. But, yeah.
Kenna?
Wow.
Let's get your – what do you think about this? Is this pretty awesome?
Yeah, and especially since, like, my team could never make it here, that would be awesome, too. But I wouldn't want anybody else to be here. I love the girls, and I love being around them. So.
And what people don't realize is that sometimes it's a building process that teams get better only because of the teams that came before them.
Yeah, definitely.
People don't realize that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they learned from that. So.
Yeah, definitely.
So I suppose you were on the bench tonight, right?
Yeah, behind the
bench. Behind the bench, yeah. Were you? Did you poke Dad a couple of times? And say, hey,
it's okay. It's all right.
That's great. Kenny, let's talk about the ball game tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Didn't we see two terrific guards?
Wow.
Two of the best in the eighth grade level.
I'm going to tell you, again, for as long as I've been doing this, probably two of the best guards that I've ever seen. And we knew that coming in. We knew how good we had every idea of how good this girl was. But it's probably two of the best guards that I've seen in a long time. And, man, did they battle.
Yeah.
What a game. And, I mean, hats off to Eureka. I mean, that was our biggest challenge. I mean, we fought. It says a lot about the girls. They've been like that all year.
Yeah.
You know, you put them up against the wall, and they're going to fight their way out. I mean, they're just all season they've been like that. But.
And Eureka was no surprise tonight. You knew they had some firepower.
Oh, absolutely. We knew exactly what we were up against. We knew it was going to be tough. Again, we're one of the last two teams in Class 3A.
Yeah.
So we knew it wasn't going to be easy. But, again, the girls, they maintain their composure. We've been preaching that all year. Composure, composure, and composure. My big thing coming in, everybody knew how good this group was. My biggest job all season was keeping them humble. And I think that helped build, you know. I mean, we stayed humble. We kept working hard night in and night out. But, Eureka, hats off to them. I can't think of two better teams to end this tournament with.
Kenny, I tell you what, man, you've worked your butt off through the years.
Thank you.
Getting involved
thank
when your daughter was young, and it's great to see somebody like you rewarded with this.
It really feels good. It feels really good. I'm going to enjoy this. I'll probably be smiling a week from now.
But
hats off to these kids. I tell you what, I mean, not only are they athletes, but what a group of kids. Awesome kids.
We forget
they
about that.
Yeah,
they're forget about that.
Great kids, great families. I mean, they've been raised right. Great kids.
Let's pass the microphone along.
Yeah,
you go celebrate. You got people that want to shake your hand. Let's talk to the players. Here we go. Start
Sam.
With
Sam's complaining because she don't have a voice. But she'll be all right.
That's all right, Sammy. If you come up here, Sammy, I'll interpret for you. Okay. Congratulations on a terrific ball game.
Thank you.
And. We knew we were going to see a couple of really good guards, you being one of them tonight. And, boy, did you guys ever put on a show.
No.
Tell us how it was playing against Eureka. They threw kind of a different defense at you tonight, didn't
they? Yeah, number 12, she was pretty good. She blow by right hand every single time.
And you could think you have her stop at the top of the lane, and then right down the lane she goes. So how does it feel to be a state champion back-to-back?
Pretty cool.
You did terrific tonight.
Thank you
so much. Who's next? Tabby? Tabby, how are you, kid?
Good, how
congratulations.
Are you? Thank you.
Congratulations. Does that medal feel pretty good around your neck again?
Yes, it does.
I bet it does. You knew these guys were going to be tough tonight, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
And let's go back to the postseason, probably at least back all the way through the sectional. You guys, really faced good competition, and you really had a bullseye on your back. How did you handle that?
Well, we took the target as just to push more to beat the team. So it just really more encouraged us, more than having, scared feeling and stuff. We just took it and made it stronger.
And you had great confidence in what your abilities were. And really, didn't get off to a real good start tonight. The team didn't, and really was never out of the ball game. That was what I thought was amazing. So, congratulations.
Thank you.
Feels great?
Yes, it does.
Good. Go celebrate. Hey, Aubrey, how you doing, kid? Aubrey
Good.
Rupert, how are you tonight?
Good.
Are you celebrating inside as much as these people are celebrating outside here?
I don't know.
You don't know? You're just ambivalent to it, or you're enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. How did it feel to play all year with a big bullseye on your back? Was there any pressure?
Yes, sometimes.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Did you? Was that something the coach talked about in practice from time to time?
Yeah.
Or all the time? Something like
all
that,
the time.
Yeah. How is it to play in front of a packed house like this tonight? Is that awesome?
It's an honor, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. Aubrey, congratulations.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow morning. Who's next? There's Abigail Cordwright. Hi, Abby. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. You got some playing time tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get out there on a championship court, on a championship night, a packed house, a lot of adrenaline that's flowing. How do you keep that under control?
Well, I just thought since we've been through it before, I knew how it was, and it was just another regular game, I think.
Just another game.
Except I was a little nervous, though, but,
It's just to get a trophy at the end of this
game,
so you like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Okay, Abigail, thanks so much.
No problem.
Up next is Kylie Meyer, and Kylie, the thing about Kylie tonight, you know, you did a lot of things very well away from the basket, but I thought you hit some really key baskets tonight in that second
half. Yeah. At first they weren't falling, but then they went in afterwards.
Sometimes coaches have to keep telling you, shoot the ball.
Yeah.
Do you get in that situation where sometimes you're afraid to pull the trigger?
Yeah, sometimes.
But coaches are there to encourage you. So
yep.
How does it feel to be a back-to-back state champ?
It feels great. One of the best feelings in the world.
You know, not many people are champs or are single-time champions, but back-to-back, that's pretty special.
Yeah, it feels great.
Kylie, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Here's Sheridan Lyer. Look, Sheridan, how are you, kiddo?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing terrific. Being part of this team was just something special, and being over there and watching things unfold tonight, were you as nervous as everybody else in the stands tonight?
Not really. I mean, there's a little nerves, but I knew in the back of my head that we had this.
It's kind of been one of those been there, done that things, right?
Yeah.
To be a two-time state champion, pretty special, huh?
Yeah, not many people can even say they've won one, and we can say we won back-to-back.
That's a pretty special thing. You wear it well. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, up next is Kai Hanner. Hi, Kai. How are you, kiddo?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. The Dragons really had a rough start to the game tonight, didn't they?
Yes.
I don't know, the defense or something just kind of got you discombobulated, but really you settled down about 3 minutes in the ball game, and it was a great ball game the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Tell us how it was playing in front of a packed house again.
It was amazing. Words can't even describe it.
Yeah. Two-time state champion. Pretty special, huh?
Yeah.
You wear it well. Congratulations,
Thank
Kai.
Thank you.
All right. Who we have next? Here's Kyra Huber. Hi, Kyra.
Hello.
How are you? Are you happy tonight?
Mm-hmm.
Are you smiling from ear to ear?
Yeah.
Well, you ought to be, kiddo. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the character of this team. Is this a pretty special group of girls?
Yeah, we've grown so close after the years we've been playing, and it's just been a great season and everything else.
I guess the saying is basketball players are made in the summer and not in the winter. You can attest to that, can't you?
Yeah. We spend a lot of time practicing and working together. So.
You wear that medal well. Congratulations,
Thank
young
you.
Lady. All right, who do we have next? All right. Oh, Mary, how you doing? Mary Shockey, how are you, kiddo? Yeah, were you nervous over there tonight?
Yeah.
When you first run out on the floor in a big game like tonight, do you have butterflies?
Yeah.
Or, we'll put it this way. You probably have butterflies. Would you admit it to anybody?
No.
No. Okay. So they just kind of become part of the norm, huh?
Yeah.
Tell me about how hard this team worked in practice day in and day out.
Practice was really hard. We had to really work to get where we're at now. We had seventh graders help us.
Practice is supposed to be terrible and games are supposed to be fun. Is that how it's worked out?
Sort of.
Oh, good. You wear that medal well. Congratulations.
Okay,
all right. We'll see you tomorrow at the celebration. Here's Jade Scroggins. Hey, Jade, how are you?
Good.
Congratulations. Tell us how it feels to be a back-to-back state champion. Pretty special?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me about the character of this team. A close group of girls?
Yeah, we basically know everything about each other, and we tell each other everything. There's, like, nothing we don't know about each other.
And sometimes you get on each other a little bit, right? Just for the heck of it?
Yeah, but the next second we're okay.
Yeah.
That's what the team is.
Congratulations. You wear that medal very well, young lady.
Thanks.
Go and celebrate. There you go. We have talked to the Dragons. And who's this? What's your name?
Brady Myers.
Oh, my goodness. And you got a medal, too.
Yep.
Why did you get a medal?
Because I was the manager.
You were the manager. You took care of a lot of things that a lot of people just didn't take care of, didn't you?
Yes.
Was it pretty special to walk out there on the floor?
Yes, very.
Hey, wear that and keep that for a lifetime, my friend.
I will.
Thank you for coming by. It's Coach Burkett. Coach. Hey, Coach.
What's up, buddy?
This doesn't get old, does it?
Not at all, Terry. Boy, so excited for everyone. Our team, our community, our school. Everybody brought this together. And the crowd we had, this is a tremendous feeling. Really
and
proud of
you. You know, to win it once is one thing, but to win it back-to-back years, you're talking, the odds are just incredible.
Exactly. And that's something that we hit on at the very beginning. And you know what? The girls just rose to the occasion. I thought they played. I thought they were better all around this year. They were stronger. They were faster. They were quicker. Some girls stepped up, got better, worked hard over the summer. Very
proud. And you know, Dyke, that's one thing we don't think about. Sometimes girls stop growing and their skill levels cease to improve, but
That's not the case with these gals.
No, and that's the fortunate thing. When they're, you know, at junior high age, you see a lot more physical maturity at this age, and they certainly stepped up, didn't they?
Yes, they
We're
did.
Really proud of
Yes, they did, and as well you should be. Now there's going to be, I guess, fire trucks and sirens and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
all
the girls
home.
Deserve it. You know, they're going to be excited, and our community is too. So,
that's
you know, we're just really proud of them. Thanks, Terry.
Thank you, guys. We're just pleased to be here. So the Dragons are state champions. They win it tonight, 46-40 over Eureka. Again, we want to thank all the sponsors who made the broadcast possible. All you fans who like the Dragons. Yeah, okay. That's great. Sarah Tomac produced our broadcast tonight. We've got another terrific ball game coming up here in just about 2 seconds as we are going to switch venues to Southwestern High School. A big conference game as Southwestern entertains Litchfield in girls basketball. Once again, the final, the IESA 8th grade state champions are the Dragons of Hillsboro. They finished the season 24-0. They beat Eureka 46-40. I'm Terry Toth. So long from Germantown Hill.